The tenth station. Jesus is crucified. Casting lots. One of Jesus' most well-known quotations from the Psalms is his cry from the cross, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is a quotation from the opening of Psalm 22. What is much less known is that woven through the account of Jesus' death on the cross are other allusions to the same psalm. The two that stand out most obviously are verse 7, All who see me mock at me, they make mouths at me, they shake their heads. And the one mentioned here in verse 18, They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. One of the remarkable features of Psalm 22 is that alongside the despair and hopelessness, we find extraordinary confidence and hope in the God who has been there since the psalmist's birth and whom the psalmist trusts for the future, despite the dire circumstances in which he currently finds himself. It feels as though Mark was communicating a powerful message by including Psalm 22 behind his telling of Jesus' death. Even in the midst of despair, the psalmist looked backwards to his birth and forwards in hope, confident in the God whose love never changed. Mark hints that we should do the same, that even on this darkest of dark days, when the Saviour of the world hung dying on a tree, apparently forsaken by God, we should, like the psalmist, look backwards in confidence and forwards in hope.